Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. On this Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. It's hard to believe it, but May is just about done. We're just about to the 1st of June. In quite a few states, a lot of the kids are already out on summer break. Places like Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, some other southern states. Ohio is not southern, but that's a lot how a lot of cities do it there. We got summer weather coming. I mean, summer is on its way. We got the solstice in about 3 weeks. But tonight we got a thunderstorm risk. Right now, there are down in Toledo, Ohio, there is a severe thunderstorm warning. If we get some up here, I might let you know. Other than that, generally, I'm just going to keep going on with tonight's show. And so, right now, though, I wanted to bring something kind of cool to your attention. Something sweet. Something very yummy. Most of us love eating them. It is very holy. No, it's not H-O-L-Y. It is holy because it has holes in it. I'm talking about National Donut Day. Folks, on Friday, June 1st, is National Donut Day. National Donut Day started back in the 1930s. It was started by something with the Salvation Army. They had these people in Chicago called dollies at Salvation Army. And what they were is they were ladies that would make donuts. And somehow that led to National Donut Day. And I like all kinds of different donuts. Donuts with certain things on the inside, you know. Donuts with peanut butter filling. And other unique type fillings. Donuts that are the size of your face, which you can get up in Reed City. A squealer donut from Cops and Donuts in Claire or Bay City. A peanut butter and jelly donut from either let me think of the name here. From either Buttercrust Bakery in Bridgeport or Donna's Donuts in Flint Township. And the Buttercrust Bakery in Bridgeport also has one called the Yum Yum with a buttery crust on the donut. They call it the Yum Yum. I like to call it the Num Num because it's so nummy nummy, which is another way of saying yummy, yummy, and awesome stuff. Public service announcement. Remember on Friday, if you like donuts, to go get yourself one. You'll be glad you did. Your taste buds will thank you. Also, I am here at McDonald's, and I have right beside of me a large Coke, Coca-Cola from McDonald's. And you can get a large Coke or medium or small Coke, either size you want. At McDonald's, you can get any size soft drink for the low price of just a dollar. Tax extra. See store for details. And an FYI, as usual, I am here at the McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road. I am across Saginaw Road from Kmart. I'm to the northwest of a Marathon / Admiral gas station, and at the southeast of a Disability Network of Mid Michigan office. I'm in the back towards the bathroom, and I'm back here in the back of the restaurant. And so folks, here is the plan for tonight. And that is, we're going to go to Numbers chapter 23 tonight, continue reading about God, Moses, and the children of God, the Israelites. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 11, and we're going to talk about faith. Then we're going to exhort. Then we got some sports to discuss tonight, along with the scheduled Tiger game that is scheduled for 7:10. I don't know what's going to happen with that now, with the thunderstorms, possible severe ones. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And if it's called while this show is running, I'll have my assistant let me know so that I can let you guys know that whether or not it's been called or if they've started or what's going on. But we're going to do that later at the end of the show. Excuse me. Also in sports, we're going to be talking about the finals. The winter sports finals. That is the Stanley Cup Finals, which is going to Game 2 starting tonight. Tonight is Game 2 out in Vegas, after Vegas took Game 1. And then NBA Finals begins tomorrow night. Those are basically what we're going to be talking about in terms of sports, along with a believed reason for why Detroit did not get a Major League Soccer franchise. And so that's what's coming up for tonight. Just want to thank all you listeners who come on board and listen to us every night. I'm so glad you come and listen. It means a lot to me. And you just keep doing it. We want you to tell other people about this program. We really do. And you can be a great way to get the word out about the show. As we do this every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, generally at 6:30 p.m., and we generally run until about 7:45, 7:50, 7:55 every once in a while. Kind of depends on how wordy I am. But, you know, praise God, we generally run about an hour and 15 to an hour and 55 minutes. I mean, an hour and 15 to an hour and 25 minutes, we'll say. But it's all good to talk about faith, sports, and fun. Sometimes current events, depending on what they are. And so, here's something we like to say. I am not a Bible thumping bully. Neither is Preacher Man. Me and Preacher Man both are just good, solid men of God who love God, who care about your soul. And the reason this show has the name Miracle Man in it is that I'm the Miracle Man. I've had many miracles in my life, and I'm believing God that He's going to do more miracles in my life. And that's why the show is called Preacher and Miracle Man. That is why Miracle Man is part of the name of the show. And so, with that, I'm going to do the introduction. Now, folks, if you have relatives, if you have family members, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces, whatever you got, grandkids, here's what you can tell them. If they're interested, you can tell them, hey, there's this wonderful online radio talk show that you can listen to, and this guy totally talks about the Word of God and faith, as well as sports. And he's an awesome guy. And the show is called The Preacher and the Miracle Man. And he's on the air Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And here's what you can tell these people about the website and where to go to find it. Here's what you tell the people. Okay, you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. It's all one word. You type in that web address and get on the website. You'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then you click on that. Then you'll see a link. And the link will be to our channel. Our channel is called Living Large. And The Preacher and Miracle Man, we are over 150 episodes strong. And it has officially been 10 months of The Preacher and Miracle Man. On July 25th, I'm looking to do a one-year special where I kind of talk about a little bit of what's happened over the last year. And it's going to be pretty cool. And folks, And folks, you better not be grinchy that day, because since the July 25th is the perceived date of the Christmas in July, that sort of thing, I've decided that there will more than likely be a Christmas song. I haven't yet decided where it's going to be. It's almost 2 months away. Try to make up my mind closer to that time. But there probably will be one. And I know it's summer, but I think we can all handle a Christmas song for just one show. But then after that, you won't hear it again until after Thanksgiving on the show. Okay. Now, when you click on the link for Living Large, there's a like button, a follow button that you can hit. And here's what happens when you hit the follow button. Something really cool. You can get notified when we get ready to do a show. After the show's set up. For example, Monday at 6:30, we're going to do another show. Tuesday, Wednesday next week, same thing. And we're going to do our show here at McDonald's, and we're just going to keep chugging along, as they say. But it's all good, and we love doing it. And hey, you want to know something we always say? It is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your other smart device, be it your iPad, your iPod, to anyone who still has these, by the way, or your laptop, or your desktop. The reason we call it smart is because we got the Word of God. A lot of this other stuff you may watch or listen to might not have the Word of God. And so, we want to change the world through faith and radio. And that's our goal. That's our goal. That's why we talk about faith so much on this program. We really want you to get it. And so, phone number. You can call into the show, and we can talk. We can talk about generally whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about sports. We can talk about you talk about God. You can ask me a Bible question. You can give your testimony even though it's not Tuesday. And for the record, folks, you guys can give a testimony on the show anytime we're doing a show. You can give your testimony. But Tuesdays for right now, we're calling it Testimony Tuesday. I'm reading verses. I'm reading about miracles right now that Jesus has done. Last night, we talked about the miracle of multiplication as well as Jesus walking on the water. And so, it was an awesome episode. Speaking of past episodes, you can go to the website, blogtalkradio.com, get on the channel, and everything is archived, so you can listen to last night's episode if you missed it, as it is an awesome resource. As I was talking about the phone, we have a telephone number where you can call in, and you can call us. And as I said, we can generally talk about anything you want to talk about. Now, we do have an exception. I will get to that after I give the telephone number. And the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. And then when you hear the prompt to press 1, you want to press 1. And then my assistant sitting over there, Annie, shall let me know that a caller is calling in. And then you can...
Okay.
Call in and you can basically call in and you can say basically what you wish. And so we do have an exception. So,
Annie and
Randy. And the.
Okay, thank you.
I think. But the. We have two rules that we have, but the only reason we have these rules is to help keep this a quality show. Rule number one, we do not talk about politics on the show. Generally, we don't. We don't want to be dividers. We want to be uniters. That's why I don't really take time at all, really, to talk about politics. Now, I may take time to pray over our country, if that's what God wants me to do. That I'll gladly do. Or congratulate the president if he did something really cool that is based on God or the Word of God, then I might say something. Other than that, I don't waste my time talking about politics. It's not what this show is about. I'm not putting down knowing what's going on. It's important to know what's going on. You should. And there are good, solid, as I'm going to call them, Miracle Man approved radio talk shows that you can call in and you can talk about politics with them. These are Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham. Those are the ones that I feel most confident about. There's a couple other good ones too, but those are the main ones that I listen to from time to time. And generally, they are good. And they say some other good things. If you want to talk politics, that's who you call. If you insist on calling me and talking about politics, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. And then I'm going to tell you to vote in the election, the elections as they come up. And I'm going to strongly encourage you to vote Bible. Think about how the candidates stand based on issues in the Bible. What do they think about prayer in school? What do they think about other certain issues? And so that's how you vote. And basically, I'm going to ask you to pray for those who have authority over you and to vote in upcoming elections. And then the other rule we have is that this show is a family program. And I'm not just doing that silly FCC thing that the FCC says that you should say, you know, on certain, you know, AM or FM shows on regular airwaves. Yes, this is online radio. However, we do invite people of all ages to come on and listen. But more importantly, we want God to be proud of this program. And so that means that you should keep a filter. And I have a Bible verse for this. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, let no filthy communication come out of your lips. And so, if you wouldn't say certain things to Jesus, or use the Lord's name in vain, or gossip or other things like that, if you wouldn't do that to Jesus, please don't do that on this program. Please don't. As we want to keep this clean and godly. And so, if we can follow the rules and then we can have a great show tonight and we can take some phone calls along the way. I'll be more than happy to take some phone calls tonight. We can talk about sports. If any of you want to call in, any of you sports people, I want to hear some of what you guys thought about King James' performance on Sunday night, as he was just awesome. Although in the NBA Finals, we do have the same matchup that we've had the last 3 years. And I don't quite know how I feel about Golden State being back in there, even though with two I predicted it would be back in there, even though I wanted Houston. But game one is tomorrow night. And I'm going to predict how I think the series will be by Monday. And so that'll be later in the show when we get to our sports coverage. For right now, however, I want to open up with the word of prayer. But leading into that, I feel like we should just pray in the Spirit for a moment. And if you're filled in the Spirit, pray in your heavenly language. If you're not filled in the Spirit, then either pray in your native language or, even better, ask God to fill you with the spirit of tongues right now. Now, Lord, I thank you for these listeners that are joining us. And I thank you that your hand is upon them. I thank you, Lord, that these listeners are able to sit still for the next little bit here and listen as I bring forth for a little while the uncompromised Word of God, the logos and the Word of God. And I pray that their minds will be receptive and they will be able to apply this to their own lives. And Lord, thank you that you anoint me and my lips tonight, and that I say what you would have me say tonight. And Lord, I confess boldly on the show, as I do every time I do an on-air broadcast, I thank you that finances come to the show. I thank you that we have a growth in audience on the show, every broadcast. I thank you that we have sponsors coming to help us with the show. And I thank you that we have new equipment on the show, wonderful new equipment. I'm not going to stop confessing this until it comes to pass, Lord. And I give you praise, honor, and glory for that. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Thank God for Coca-Cola. All right. Now, moving on to the important part of the evening. Let's open our Bibles and turn to Numbers chapter 23. Praise God, Numbers chapter 23. I'm going to ask and encourage you that whatever I do here on this program, whether I pray, just with my hands under God for whatever reason, whether I read the Bible or exhort or sing. Now, the exhortation part, you're just supposed to listen. You just should listen. Now, if I'm reading in the Bible, which I'm going to be doing in just a moment, you read along with me and follow along. If I sing, then you sing along with the lyrics if you know them. And so, as I always like to say it, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do from wherever you are, whether you're at home or wherever. Of course, if you're driving, then just pay attention and listen. All right. We are here at Numbers chapter 23. And Balaam said, build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me. Balak did as Balaam said, and the two of them offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, stay here beside your offering while I go aside. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet with me. Whatever he reveals to me, I will tell you. Then he went off to a barren height, and God met with him, and Balaam said, I have prepared 7 altars, and on each altar I have offered a bull and a ram. The Lord put a message in Balaam's mouth and said, go back to Balak and give him this message. So he went back to him and found him standing beside his offer with all the princes of Moab. Then Balaam uttered his oracle. Balaam brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. come, denounce Israel. How can I curse these who God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks, I see them. From the heights, I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs. Balak said to Balaam, what have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but you have done nothing but bless them. He answered, must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth? Verse 13, then Balak said to him, come with me to another place where you can see them. You will see only a part, but not all of them. And from there, curse them for me. So he took them to the field of Zophim on the top of Phinehas. And there he built seven altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, stay here beside your offering while I meet with him over there. And the Lord met with Balaam and put a message in his mouth and said, go back to Balak and give him this message. So he went to him and found him standing beside his offering with the princes of Moab. Balak asked him, what did the Lord say? Then he uttered his oracle. Arasi, Balak, and listen, hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it. No misfortune is seen in Jacob, and no misery observed in Israel. The Lord, their God, is with them. The shout of the king is among them, and God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob. There's no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. The people rise like a lioness, and they rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till he devours his prey and drinks the blood of his victims. Then Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. Balaam answered, did I not tell you that I must do whatever the Lord says? verse 27. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Come, let me take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God to let you curse them for me from there." And Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, overlooking the wasteland. Balaam said, "Build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull or a ram on each altar. Let me just see how long 24 is. Oh, still got some time, so you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to read Numbers 24 as well. Now, and I'm going to start with verse 1. Now, when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to sorcery as at other times, but he turned his face toward the desert. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him and he uttered his oracle. The oracle of Balaam, son of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eye sees His eyes sees clearly. The oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are opened. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Like valleys, they spread out, gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, and like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their seed will have abundant water. The king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations, and they break their bones in pieces. With their arrows, they pierce them. Like a lion, they crouch and lie down, and like a lioness who dares to rouse them. May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed. Then Balaam's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, "I summoned you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these 3 times. Now leave at once and go home."
fixing something real quick.
Continuing verse 11. And I said, I would reward you handsomely, but the Lord has kept you from being rewarded. Balaam answered Balak, did I not tell the messengers who sent me? Even if Balak gave me his palace filled with silver and gold, I could not do anything with my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord. And I must say only what the Lord says. Now I am going back to my people, but come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in days to come. Verse 15. Then he uttered his oracle. This oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eye sees clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Chet. Edom will be conquered. Seir, his enemy, will be conquered. But Israel will go strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and will destroy the survivors of the city. Verse 20. Then Balaam saw Amalek, and he uttered his oracle. Amalek was first among the nations, but he will come to ruin at last. Then he saw the Kenites and uttered his oracle. Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in a rock. Yet you, Kenites, will be destroyed when Achor takes you captive. Then he uttered his oracle. Ah, who can, when God does this? Ships will come from the shores of Kittim. They will subdue Azur and Eber, but they too will come to ruin. Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak went his own way. I'm going to take another sip of that. All right, Hebrews 11. Let's go there with me. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. He obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, but they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. I'm not done, I'm just turning the page. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons. And he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. And by faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. And women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First couple of verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Just make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, I think I missed some here. All right. Praise God. Now, faith. Let me tell you what faith is not. Faith is not something you can go to Meijer or Kroger or Walmart or Whole Foods or something like that, and you can find it in the cereal aisle or the baby formula aisle or something like that. It's not there. And it's not that, and it's not like that. Instead, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is calling those things that are not as though they are. And it can work in a lot of areas of life. You can even claim that with your kids, Little League, like whether it be younger kids or older kids, you can claim, you know, my kids are winners. My kids' team, they win. They win. They are winners. And even when they lose, they don't quit. They win. And faith works in all kinds of areas. It works at your workplace. Did you get a promotion, pay raise, more hours, whatever you're believing for. But in order to believe for things to happen for you, you have to first please God. And you got to believe that God exists. And you got to believe that God will do what he said he would do. You got to believe that God is able to do that and is able for you. You have to believe God if you want miracles to happen. In the case of Abraham, let's talk about that case of Abraham for a minute. Abraham and children. Abraham and Sarah wanted to have kids real bad. Sarah was past childbearing age, though. God made a way, though. And guess what? Sarah had a baby. Named him Isaac. Praise God. She had a baby. Maybe some of you ladies, it might not be age. It might be other reasons maybe, provided you're married, you know. Provided you're married, maybe there's other reasons why you're not having babies, but you want to have them. You know, God can help you. And I'm not going to get into all this baby stuff, but you can practice this just by saying, I claim in the name of Jesus that whatever is hindering me from having a baby is broken. And I conceive and I have children. And then you'll have a child. Or two, or however many you want. And that's just one area. But there's other areas too. Maybe you've been at the same place for many, many, many years, but you keep getting passed up for a promotion. And you talk to God about it. And then watch. One day, you just might get that promotion. By faith, you'll get that promotion. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. But you got to have faith. You're not going to have all kinds of stuff happening for you if you don't have faith in God. In my life, these opportunities that I have right now, the reason they come to me is because I have faith in God, because I believe Him. How do people even make it without God and survive without Him? I don't know. I thank God all the time. And I say, without you, Jesus, I am nothing. Without you, I would have been dead many years ago. Without you, and, you know, I don't know how people can make it without God. But many of them are miserable. They're not happy. They're depressed. They go all through all kinds of stuff. But God, the Waymaker. But we have to ask Him. We have to speak out loud what we're asking God for. You can say, Jesus, I believe that by faith I have. And then you say what you're believing for. Big amounts of money, for example. Or, by faith my eyes are healed and I can see. By faith, my right ear has a normal ear canal in it. And on and on and on and on and on. Whatever you believe in for. I claim, Lord, you got to be calling those things that are not as though they are. And you got to make faith confessions. You can't be making negative confessions over yourself if you believe in God for a miracle. You can't. You can't be saying, I'm broke. I'm sick. My right ear is not going to be healed. My eyes, I'm just going to be blind forever. That is called bad confession. And we got to get rid of that. And, you know, you got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Praise God. You have to fight the good fight of faith if you want things to happen for you. You know, in particular, things that may seem impossible to the average person. But you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you want this to be able to work for you. But I'm sure God wants, we want these things to in the past, but it's not going to work if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can call into the show right now. At area code 215-383-3810. You can press 1. Or just cry out to God wherever you're at right now. Tell Him, you know, I want to be changed. I want to live for You, Jesus. I don't want to be my own God anymore. I don't want to sin anymore, Lord. I want to be like You. And He'll come in. But you've got to know God in order for God to do miracles in your life. Now, Lord, I thank You, Lord God, for these truths about faith. Thank You, Lord God, that these people will get it ingrained in their hearts and that all of us will be reminded about it. And how important it is. And what we can do just by having faith. By having faith, Lord. And thank You that You'll work with us on our confession. And we'll get that right. And I just thank You that through You, we can be blessed. And through You, we can have everything that we believe in You for. And I give You praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this word tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And this sports update coming now is brought to you by the wonderful Coca-Cola. And Preacher Man, if you are listening, I just wanted to remind you, Preacher Man, that Coca-Cola is so much better than Dr. Pepper. It always has been. It's always going to be. Even though your Dr. Pepper has 23 flavors, my Coke has three distinct regular flavors from which to choose. Regular, cherry, vanilla. There is also a couple other specialty flavors that you can only find at different places. Now in sports, Tigers are scheduled to play 10 game tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at Comerica Park. It's supposed to be a 7-10 start. Annie, did they start the game?
Yeah, I think so.
If they did, where is it? By where I'm at, like, inning and score?
Tigers up 1.
1-0 in the...
Top
okay, the Tigers lead the Angels 1-0 in the top half of the second. Michael Fiers is pitching tonight. Last night, though, the Tigers got ramped and pushed around a bit by the Angels by a score of 9-2. Included was a 3-run homer from Ian Kinsler. That was the home run I had told you about earlier last night that had put him up 4-0 when it had been 1-0. Former only lasted 3 1/4 innings. I mean, 3 1/3 innings. So he's been kind of struggling at times this year quite a bit. So I really hope he can get that fixed. And he can come up to be the ace that he's supposed to be. Now, I don't think he's a Verlander. But I think he can do better than what he's doing. But Verlander in Houston is just ripping it up. Ripping it up. Just doing amazing things in Houston, Texas. And I understand Kinsler's doing awesome. And Cabrera has had some time to think about things. And he really does want to finish his career here in Detroit. Now, he is out with a hamstring injury. But I think it's a good thing that he's taken some time to rest right now so he can try to get that fixed. And I really hope that he can come back with some power and we can get some more power coming off his bat, as that would be a great thing. So we can get pack a bit more power, liven that crowd up a bit, give him something to cheer about, because we don't have Verlander anymore and we've lost some other big names. You know, I'm going to be there at some point this summer, and I want to have something to share about. And so, if you ever get a chance to go to Comerica Park, do. Awesome facility. I've been there 8 times. 8. Every time I've been there, a couple of the times it's felt the same, but other times it's felt different. And so, if you can go there, please do. If you could somehow get a tour, I haven't done that yet. I might someday. It'd be awesome. I love the park, Comerica Park. Awesome facility. So, tomorrow, the Tigers will play the Angels one final time at 1:10 p.m. in Detroit at Comerica. Now, let's talk NBA. In NBA action, tomorrow night, the Golden State Warriors face off against the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow night at 9 p.m. in Oakland, California, at the Oracle Center. And I'm not going to lose track. It's going to be at 9 p.m. And this is the fourth year in a row that it's been Golden State Cleveland. And here's what I think will happen the first two games. I think the first game you're going to see Golden State giving Cleveland some trouble. I think they're going to win tomorrow night. We'll call it a good 10-point spread. Golden State wins over Cleveland by about 10 points. Trying to rock LeBron around a little bit. And his teammates, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and others are going to take part in the action. But then in game two, I think LeBron is going to come back along with his teammates and the Cavaliers. I think they'll win game two by about 6 points. So I think it'll shift to Cleveland with the score Cleveland 1 and Golden State 1. That's what I perceive happening. And am I surprised that it ended up this way? Not necessarily, particularly after the Rockets lost Chris Bosh with that injury. That kind of cemented the idea, but I thought it was going to be at least Golden State. Now Cleveland, I was surprised that Cleveland was actually able to come back and beat Boston. I was surprised by that. Maybe next year Boston will get in there. But the Boston job well done, but they're a real young team. I do suspect that they'll be making it to the NBA Finals in some future years. I really do. They're a team to watch out for, keep on the radar. I think Houston in the NBA West is a force to be reckoned with in coming years for sure. We can't let go of Golden State either. They got Green. They have other weapons. They have Curry. They just got all kinds of players. Now, NHL. Tonight, you have game two of the NHL playoffs. Stanley Cup Finals. Las Vegas Golden Knights versus Washington Capitals in the City of Lights. As the Golden Knights did win game one on Monday, 6-4, which is a pretty high score by hockey standards, I think. No, it is a high score. I think you'll see Vegas win another game between now and when I come back Monday. But I do think the Capitals will give them some work as well. I think Vegas could take the series. As folks, they are doing the impossible. Who would have thought that Las Vegas Golden Knights could win the Stanley Cup, could possibly be competing in the Stanley Cup Finals for a trophy? First year of existence? Not me. Absolutely not me. No. I would have thought Nashville. I would have thought some other team. Pittsburgh. Montreal. Tampa Bay. Not Vegas. But they're here. They're up game one. And it wouldn't surprise now it wouldn't surprise me if they actually got the trophy. It really wouldn't. And so with that, I confess Psalm 91 over us. I thank you, Jesus, that we're going to go from here and we're going to have a good rest of the week and a great weekend. And I thank you, Lord God, that you go with us. And I claim that no evil shall come near us and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels, Lord Jesus, charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no sickness, no disease, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no fire, no flood, no crash, no terrorist, none of this evil stuff, no sickness, disease, or any other evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones, and we're going to be in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. And everybody said, amen. And I sure love all of you listeners. I love you very much. And remember now, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see all of you on Monday. Good night, everyone.